took 80 years to build this structure in West Bend, Iowa, and today it is valued in the millions of dollars. However, it was totally built on donations and was not constructed to be a tourist attraction. It's a place where people from around the world come to visit, worship, and contemplate the work of God. It's this edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. West Bend, Iowa is a town of under 1,000 people, but it will draw visitors from literally around the world.
The Grotto of the Redemption is a compilation of nine different grottos, each representing a different scene in the life of Christ.
Darcy Kramer shares the story of the Grotto of the Redemption. It was begun by Father Paul Doberstein in 1912, and he worked on it for the remaining 42 years of his life. He acquired amethyst, quartz, copper, stalagmites, petrified wood, a huge wealth of geological specimens made into nine grottos, or scenes from the life of Christ.
Father Doberstein built the grotto almost completely on donations. People would hear about what he wanted to do and donate money. Once he started building, people started giving more money.
He didn't build it to be a geological museum, but it would rival any around the world.
We have a geological value of somewhere around $3.5 million. We have rocks from all over the world. We're considered the largest location to have this many different rocks and minerals and such all in one place and from all over the world.
Doberstein passed away in 1954, but the work continued.
We have a total of about 80 years of building. Father Doberstein himself for 42 years. Father Graving came, learned what he needed to do to complete the grotto, and then he started recording the history of it.
In fact, the grotto was not officially complete until 1992.
All of the different scenes that we have here are actually hand-carved from Italian Carrara marble. They're absolutely beautiful. The statues in and of themselves are definitely a sight to see.
And people literally from around the world descend upon this small town every day to see the grotto that took 80 years to build. Traveling the countryside in West Bend, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.